In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But dear friends in Christ, for tonight, Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent. You see we're wearing purple, the sign of the penitential season. We don't have any flowers here in the sanctuary. It's a symbol during Lent that we're not to get caught up with all the passing things of this world, but more to focus on Christ and the kingdom of heaven. Now, three parts of what I want to say tonight. I'm going to talk about the cross, the power, and the options. The cross, the power, and the options. Now, when we were baptized, right after the priest or deacon poured water over our head, he took sacred chrism and put it on our head, and he says, "You are now anointed with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you live always as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life." We receive the seal of that cross on our head. Tonight, we will receive another cross, the ashes. It will be sealed again with that cross. Now, the cross that you received at baptism, by virtue of your baptism, you received a power, a priestly power. Now, I'm a sacramental priest, which is something called priest of the laity. What is a priest too? They offer up prayers, works, sacrifices to the Lord. So by virtue of your baptism, by virtue of the cross, you have a power within you from that. Now the cross is something it's difficult sometimes to hear because it means self-denial, dying to self. But our Lord says in Mark 8:34, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me." We all have our crosses that we have in life. But in a particular way, during Lent, we're supposed to pick up some crosses, mortification. And our Lord in the Gospel today says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms. So our Lord Jesus Christ expects us, especially during Lent, to pray a little bit more, to offer up some fasting and almsgiving. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So the cross is holy because Jesus Christ died on the cross and sanctify it. Now, there's a great power that comes from the cross. First is we're saved because Jesus Christ died on the cross. So the power of salvation and redemption. But today, like in the office of readings, Isaiah says, chapter 58, "Would today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high." What Isaiah is saying, when you're praying, if you add fasting to that mortification, that your prayer has a greater power or efficacy. Remember the gospel when the apostles tried to deliver this person that was possessed by a demon and they couldn't do it. And the Lord comes along and he frees this person from the demonic spirit. And then privately it said to the disciples, "Lord, why couldn't we do it?" Our Lord says, "This kind only by prayer and fasting." Yes, you are praying, but your prayer lacked power. When you fast, practice mortification, you're more united with me on the cross, and then your power, your prayer has a greater power. You know, St. James in chapter 5 says, "The fervent prayer of a righteous man is very powerful." Now, during this Lenten season, I'll be talking throughout about the Divine Mercy, and at the image of Divine Mercy behind us, we're doing the Divine Mercy Challenge. And St. Faustina, who is the recipient of that for the world, from our Lord, she said this, "I understand well that what unites our souls most closely to God is self-denial. That is joining our will to the will of God. This is what makes us truly free." Now our Lord said when he says, pick up the cross, he makes it a condition to follow him. If we keep trying to run from the cross, we keep trying to hide from the cross, we keep complaining about the crosses, it doesn't help us to grow in that union with Christ. So he says, take up the cross. Make an act of the will of resignation to embrace that. For if you do, you'll be united with me and you'll have a higher place in heaven. Now, St. Faustina also, she said, during adoration, you know, she was adoring the Lord and the monstrance, the Blessed Sacrament. She said, "I heard a voice said, these efforts of yours, my daughter, these efforts, your prayer, your fasting, your works, these efforts are pleasing to me. They are the delight of my heart. I see every movement of your heart with which you worship me." So when we do these different things, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, they're pleasing to Jesus. And we as Christians, we as Catholics, who are supposed to be living a life of personal relationship with Christ, we should be seeking that in that love relationship to bring joy to his heart, to be pleasing to him. Now, so you have the cross, you have the power, and then what's called the options. Now, there's many, many options there of what you could do during Lent. And I'm just going to mention a couple to you. I'll throw a couple out at you. One, you get into practice during Lent each day. Try to look for 5 acts of love that you could give to the Lord Jesus. Or you could say with Mother Teresa, I did it for Jesus. Maybe something small, maybe something great. Maybe just giving up the radio as you're coming here to Mass. Say, Lord, I'm offering this little sacrifice for love of you, to show my love. Or an extra diligence in the work that you have before you. So you can offer 5. That's just one option. Another one, you may want to practice the 3 C's. What's that? The 3 C's. To strive with your speech, not to complain, criticize, or condemn. And it goes in order. If we're complaining a lot, it leads to criticism. If we're criticizing, it leads to condemnation. So, okay, Lord, during Lent, I'm going to strive not to criticize, condemn, or complain. So whatever thing is thrown my way, I'm going to have an act of resignation I'm going to make right now at the beginning of each day. Or something I'm hoping most of you will take up, the Divine Mercy Challenge. I mailed that out. We've had it in the bulletins. The Divine Mercy Challenge simply is every day from today until May 1st, the Feast of Divine Mercy, to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. That's about 5 or 7 minutes of prayer. Didn't our Lord say when you pray, when you fast? So we do need to have extra time in prayer. If you could do it as a family, that would even be better. So the Divine Mercy Challenge, praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy each day. Go into an extra Mass each week. Okay, you go Sunday here, but like on Saturday morning or Friday evening for the stations or Tuesday evening, look for another opportunity to go to Mass. And the thing is, it's so important that we try to have something concrete. I'm going to strive to do this or that. Otherwise, we could be like a ship out in the middle of the ocean without any direction. I'm going to do this or that. Or you can make it real simply, like if you have the Magnificat, which we gave out here, I think there's maybe about a dozen left. Each day they have a suggestion. Like today was a special way of praying the holy name of Jesus. 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 But you need something like that. See, what you put into Lent is what you're going to get out of Easter. And our Lord gives tremendous graces during Lent if we strive to do this. Because we're not doing it by ourselves, we're doing it with the whole church together. The whole church doing it together as a family. Now, with all these different things we could do, remember that Christ died on the cross. He essentially did all the work. But yet St. James says in chapter 2, so also faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Indeed, someone might say, you may have faith and I have works. St. James says, demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. So the prayer, fasting, almsgiving is supposed to be a manifestation of the faith and the love that we have in our heart for our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, above all, when we do this, our Lord touches on this in the Gospel. The intention behind it is not to show off, it's not to look good in front of neighbors. The intention behind it is for love of Jesus. I mentioned this morning, but St. Therese, she said, the Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions or even at their difficulty as at the love with which we do them. And she says, I try to act solely to please the Lord. So if you're striving each day, Lord, I'm going to try to do a random act of kindness, but for love of you. Then you're protected. If they don't thank you or stuff like that, it doesn't matter. You did it for Christ. I was reading last night the story of Father Benedict Rochelle tells us about Father Eugene Hamilton. The father, who is he? Well, I think it's about maybe 20 years ago. He was called to the priesthood. He was called to the seminary. And after about a year or so in seminary, he was diagnosed with a rapidly spreading terminal cancer. And his body was deteriorating quickly. Well, he received a special grace. There was a papal dispensation that he could be ordained there, so he could pray in heaven for all eternity as a priest of Almighty God. So he was actually ordained the bishop on his deathbed. He was ordained priesthood. But Father Bernard Groeschel said, I went to visit him for this. There was such a peace and there was such a resignation that this young man had. He said, when he came to the hospital, first time he saw him, he said, you know, there are all these tubes and all this other things going on. And he's thinking, well, boy, he's probably just out of it. And he comes in there and says, Father, you know, like whisper, Father Benedict, thanks for coming to visit me. Thanks for the effort. He says, just a peace and resignation. And that's not something that he just got overnight. But he was practicing this prayer, fasting, almsgiving, doing everything for love of Jesus. Now, it's really something. What's so beautiful about this Lenten season, it's visible right before us how the church is more austere. We'll be covering the statues as we get closer to Holy Week. That we're supposed to look at what's really important in life, our relationship with Christ. Another thing maybe for you during Lent, another option, maybe you're having difficulty forgiving someone. Maybe you've been holding a grudge in your heart for years. It's like a cancer to your soul. Every day, maybe you pray 1 hour, Father, for that person to hurt you. For you, that may be a huge penance, just to get that point to pray openly from your heart for someone who's hurt you. But ask the Lord, ask your guardian angels, ask Our Lady, each day during Lent, Lord, help me to do something for love of you today. Maybe the three C's, maybe for the five wounds of Christ, maybe it's being more diligent in your work. Something concrete, because if you do that, you have a peace of soul at the end of the day. Okay, this is Lent. I'm on board. I'm on the ship with Jesus Christ. And you're growing in love. I say this every year for Lent, but it's true. Every Lent we should have the attitude, this is going to be my best Lent ever. That I'm going to grow in leaps and bounds my relationship with Christ. Wouldn't you like to have a heart that's full of peace and joy and resignation to all the trials that come to you in life? We can. God wants us to have a heart like that, but it does require some effort on our part to die to self so there's more room for Christ to dwell in our hearts. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.